Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dr. Larry Levy is Raven's dentist and the only person we go to when we have dental questions and we don't want to look stupid.
His mama calls him Lawrence. I call him Larry.
Dr. Larry, we've been seeing all these different articles about how seltzer water and seltzer has been eroding and rotting teeth. Is that true?
Absolutely.
For real?
It's soda. Yeah, it's just soda. Carbonic acid. Bubbles are soda.
Oh, who would have known, right?
I mean, just because it was water, it was like fine. It was just magic water.
Right. Figured that it was clear, or if you can make it on your soda stream, they tell you that it's like a magic elixir, right? That it's totally healthy for you. Turns out they're liars.
Wait. You just said you can make it on your soda stream.
Right.
There you go.
It's a good point, Larry. It's a good point.
So,
pretty good marketing, too, you know, because they make it look like it's pretty safe. And, you know, while we're on the topic, something else that's really bad is lemon water, because all the acid that goes in the water, like everybody says, have a little lemon with your water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that gives it to you too. It's all the acid. That's what you got to stay away from.
But how about, so if you eat a lemon, all right, maybe you're not going to eat a lemon, but if you eat an orange, right, it's got like
a certain amount of citric acid.
Yeah. Is that also not good for your teeth?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. It's still healthy for your body, but no, it's not good for your teeth. So what you want to do is just drink some water, plain water, before you brush. And wait a little bit so the acid in your mouth dissolves away and then you don't have a problem.
All right. So I read here that if you live and die by sparkling water, because I do. I have been like really gotten on that train 100%. I have the soda stream. I love it. I really do.
Well, you thought it was healthy for you.
Yeah.
You thought you were making a good choice because it was clear. And then you were putting a little essence of something in there. You figured you were good.
When it says that it rots your teeth, like, what does that mean? Does that, like, are my gums going to fall out?
No. No. That's pretty funny. I don't think that could happen. Mm-hmm. But no, it's just acid. It just dissolves your teeth away, like, on a microscopic level. It just creates a lot of extra wear on your teeth. In some cases, it'll be a cavity, but in most cases, it's just wear. Like, you can tell that somebody drinks a lot of soda because their teeth just show a lot of wear on them.
Hmm. Is it, like, as bad as, like, Coca-Cola or Sprite?
No, I think the others, there's a lot more chemicals in those. You know, soda is probably the most benign, or the seltzer water. But no, it's still soda. You still get the same effect.
I just read this thing saying that if you drink sparkling water, you're not supposed to brush your teeth for 30 minutes after drinking it. Have you heard that? And what is that about?
So the acid, when you drink the soda, it lowers the pH. That's the acid-base balance in your mouth. And if you naturally wait 30 minutes, it'll dissolve. So that's why I said to you, if you drink some water, you'll dilute it right away. And then after about 5 minutes, you can brush your teeth and you don't have to worry.
What if you put vodka in it? Then it becomes like, it's like sanitizing your mouth.
Definitely healthier.
Right.
Definitely healthier.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And if you put it in a tall glass with ice, it's even better.
Mm-hmm. Just not great for your teeth.
Bring that lime back in.
With some citrus fruit.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Now you're silent.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Now you're awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we learned something new.
Yeah. Plain water and milk. That's the only thing that doesn't directly give you cavities from the acid. That's it. Everything else does.
Sandwich. He's got to have a cup of milk next to it.
Literally everything else is out to kill our teeth.
Yeah.
Sad state of affairs.
You got to have your milk and cookies, huh? You got to have the milk and cookies every night. There you go.
Perfect.
Thanks, Dr. Larry.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.